I found the security chief, Andre Perkins, in his office on the lower level. I had deliberately arranged for only one contact at the hotel. Perkins was a former bureau agent himself. He had two copies of Mary Wagner's file on his desk when I got there. "She pretty much reads like a model employee," he told me. "Shows up on time, keeps up with the work. As far as I can gather, she just seems to come in, do her thing, and leave. I can ask around some more. Should I?"
"Don't do it yet, thanks.
What about her background? Anything for me there?" He pulled out Wagner's original application and a couple of pages of notes. "She's been here almost 8 months. It looks like she was legitimately laid off from a Marriott downtown before that. But I made some calls on the earlier stuff, and it's all wrong numbers or disconnected. Her social security number's a fake, too. Not all that unusual for a maid or porter."
"Is there anyone who can say for sure that she was actually on the premises during all of her shifts?" I asked.
Perkins shook his head.
"Just the cleaning records."
He looked over his papers again. "She definitely keeps up with her quotas, which she wouldn't be able to do if she was ducking out a lot. And her comment cards are above average. She's doing a good job. Mary Wagner is an above-average employee here."
Chapter 89.
Perkins let me use his fax machine to send copies of Mary Wagner's timesheets over to the bureau for cross-referencing. Then he set me up with a maintenance uniform and a name tag that said Bill. Bill stationed himself in the basement, within sight of the stocking area, where housekeeping loaded up on paper products and cleaning materials.